You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tim May is going to join us here in just a little bit. We're going to talk a little Ohio State stuff, and then maybe even a little NASCAR, too. And we have golf questions for him, too, right? He takes care of all that stuff.
We have Will Howard questions for him.
Yeah, we do have Will Howard questions. You're right. You were looking through the lineup for tonight's NBA celebrity game. Are you excited about it? Does that make you want to watch it?
Oh, I can't wait to see T.O.
I looked early at just some of the names on there. I saw Shaboozy is going to play. I like him.
He speaks highly of you, too.
Oh, he's good music, mm-hmm. though. He's just something about him.
I've heard him. He's good.
Yeah, I like him a lot. Anybody else playing in the game tonight that we're excited about? Or?
Bailey. WWE.
Oh, I thought.
Superstar.
I thought it was Bailey from WKRP and Cincinnati.
Superstar.
No, not that Bailey.
Little Jan Smithers.
How old do you think Jan Smithers is now? I don't want to know.
Do not Google.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
How old? I didn't realize she was married to James Brolin.
77.
75. Still looks good, though. Still looks great. Looks awesome.
And she speaks highly of you.
Oh, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I have nice things to say about everyone. All right, so anybody else? I know you were looking through this.
Yeah, poster. I want to see Baron Davis. Let's see what Baron has left.
Remember when...
I'd like to thank Baron for getting us Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, didn't also Baron... Baron hit the game winner when the Cavs beat the Heat.
I can tell you, Baron was an absolute delight in his short time as a Cleveland Cavalier.
Ding. He should not have to pay for a beer ever.
Do you remember what number he wore?
Was it one?
85.
85. Why?
Because he was paying tribute to his grandmother.
Oh.
Because she helped raise him and meant a lot to him, and her house was on 85th Street.
Oh, I like it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
He was truly great when he was here.
So here's the lineup for what's going on. So you've got the celebrity game, and then you've got Rising Stars, right? And then so the Rising Stars are caught up into four teams too, right? I think that's the way I'm looking at this.
And then one of them advances to play in the All-Star game. Now, see, that could get interesting because you could get the young guys up there, and it's like, I'm sorry, you're LeBron. Here I come, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those guys might get cranked up.
Mm. All right, then tomorrow at 5 o'clock, well, at 2 o'clock, you've got All-Star practice. At 5 o'clock, you've got the HBCU Classic. It'll be Tuskegee against Morehouse. So that's at 5 o'clock. The commissioner has his big press conference at 7. And then at 8 o'clock, you've got All-Star Saturday night starts. So Kia Skills, three-point, and then the slam dunk.
Do you like the skills challenge? I find it boring.
I don't know. I'm happy with just three-point and slam dunk.
I think the slam dunk is also jump the shark.
It's because it's never the guys you want to see. That's why.
That is correct. I also, you guys tell me, they get they could miss 3, 4, 5 dunks.
Yeah.
Like not execute it. And then make one, and that's the one that counts. Should that be the way that goes? I mean, if you're doing a dunk and you can't pull it off,
yeah, you should.
Shouldn't you be penalized?
One shot. If you want to stop before you actually dunk, I could be okay with that. But once you put the ball in the air, I think you got to live with it. Right? Like the way they used to.
Well,
like, I just think of Dominique Wilkins. Like, to me, that's... And Michael Jordan. Like, I think about those
guys. If they miss, they get to keep going until they finally, you know.
Yeah.
Some guy will be trying some incredible dunk and nothing works. And then he just, like, drives to the basket and goes backwards.
I just don't feel like there's anything unique to it. Like, who does anything unique with their dunk anymore? Right?
Well, they've done about everything.
And the
bad thing to me is sometimes when somebody does do something that's really unique, they don't get any credit for it.
Hmm. Then on Sunday, you've got the All-Star game. So it's Kenny's Young Stars against Chuck's Global Stars. And then the second game is Shaq's OGs against Candace's Rising Stars. And then the winners of those first two games will play the third game of the day. I don't know. We might get out of there after 1 o'clock in the morning. That many games, right?
I think you're going to keep it moving.
I think they'll figure out how to do it, too. The other big story we were talking about is SNL. Their 50th anniversary is tomorrow night, too.
How about that?
It just seems... I've been watching some of the stuff. Have you watched any of it? Jeff,
I've been catching up on it, yeah.
On the Peacock stuff?
I haven't seen too much of that.
The behind the scenes on the... they did a documentary on the Cowbell episode. Did you watch that?
Yes, I did. I watched it last night.
Really good.
It was very funny. Like, I can't
believe I can't believe they did a documentary on this...
On one skit?
On one skit, but
it was really good, which was the interesting part, too.
The crazy
Jimmy Fallon
part,
almost ruined that skit, didn't he?
He makes fun of himself in it.
Yeah, I don't know. But Jimmy Fallon was like us.
He was losing it.
So you know what really made that skit is, and Will Ferrell tells us, and I'll give it away. I don't care if you watch the documentary or not. It doesn't affect us. He said that right before.
I'm Andy Baskin for the people.
Yeah. He said right before they went to go do the skit, he had the sweater that he was supposed to wear in that. In that skit with the cowbell, right?
Yeah.
And he went to the prop person and said, give me the smallest size you have of that sweater. So he knew before he went out there that his stomach was going to be hanging out. And isn't that the funniest part? I mean, that's really what gets you in the beginning. Then you just start laughing. And the fact that they were all really, really close to, like, Horatio Sands... You know, like breaking in that too. Horatio Sands was a guy that broke all the time too. And to watch those guys do that skit and then to hear all the behind the scenes stuff, I thought it was awesome.
Christopher Walken was great in it.
Oh, because he was just
straight.
Because he was Christopher Walken, yeah. Man. That's how he does everything.
That's the part of it is Walken delivers it perfectly, and they show so many like zoom ins in the back of where he's supposed to be in the, you know, recording, and they show him laughing, you know, and Ferrell is just, you know, as we all know, we've all seen this sketch more times than we can count it.
Yeah.
It's transcended generations. Like Ferrell just sells this thing like there's no tomorrow, and it's just fantastic. And they do such a good job in the documentary because even in the documentary, he's selling it.
Yeah.
Like, it just worked out great. And
they were blown away by the fact that, like, they were playing it on scoreboards at college football stadiums during the season. Like, to that, like,
that's funny.
That's like the ultimate compliment if you think about it.
It caught a life of its own.
Yeah.
It really did. Like, I remember when it debuted, and I remember because at that point, because it was 2000, I think, that came out. So that was before DVR. So I think it was, they used to re-show Saturday Night Live, and my mom like brought me in and was like, you need to see this. You're going to laugh really hard. You know, and I remember watching it and just dying and then seeing it again. You know, you can't help but lose it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
They've had so many great, great performers on that show over the years, and so many who you wouldn't even remember were ever even on it. It's like, okay, here's your chance. Superstardom awaits, or a job selling shoes.
Did you see the documentary about how Saturday Night Live almost died the year?
With that season 11 one?
Oh.
That's the next one I got
to
watch.
You know, you have to watch it.
I'm getting there.
The thing's been around for 50
years. That cast, though,
was
amazing. What's crazy is they were ready to kill the show, and the cast that was like Randy Quaid, Iron Man.
Downey Jr.
was Michael Anthony Hall, all those guys, and the one guy that was, I'm trying to remember who they, I mean, they, at the end of the season, the final scene was them saying, is it like a big question mark, and they like put the whole set on fire is what it looked like. And they thought SNL was done. And to keep it going was pretty amazing. I don't know, it was really cool. It was neat to watch some of these documents. Then they did a music one. I haven't seen that. Have you seen that?
I'm working my way through that one. It's good. It's not totally what at least I was looking for out of it.
The music, and it's great that they've had some, you know, it's great that they do music. I mean, where do they do live music on TV anymore?
It's nowhere. It just doesn't happen.
So it's great that they do that.
No,
and they
you're
have
right. That's
performers,
a good point.
But just think of comedy in our country in the last 50 years, and it's led by alums of Saturday Night Live. I mean, think about it. Eddie Murphy, Bill Murray, you know, Belushi, Aykroyd, Chevy Chase. I mean, you can just keep going and going and going.
I mean, heck, you could go more modern. I mean, Sudeikis was in one of the best comedies
without
in Ted Lasso.
Question.
I mean, you could Paul.
You tell you what's even crazier is that if you watch and I know we've talked about this before, but Doug Kenny,
Will Ferrell, of course. Well, you know,
I mean, all this starts back to the beginning when they started National Lampoon, and that Doug Kenny, who went to Gilmore here in Northeast Ohio. They started National Lampoon, and then they wanted Lauren came over and started plucking all the guys from Lampoon to come over and write and to take all those guys. And Kenny wasn't a part of it. And Kenny was like best friends with Chevy Chase. And if you watch there's a documentary called Futile Life, which is really, really good. Martin Mull kind of like takes you through the whole thing.
Martin Mull. Another local guy.
It's just really neat. And then you watch that and you're like, oh my, this guy walked around Northeast Ohio and probably had this gigantic impact on American comedy that will never, ever be touched again because of what you just said. Think about all the people that have gone through like SNLU, right? To become so influential in what we watch in every mainstream thing. So you'll watch this tomorrow night? You'll watch SNL?
Yeah, for a lot of different reasons. One of them is I DVR and watch SNL on Sunday mornings because all the different stuff in there makes me laugh, and I kind of like having, you know.
It, you can watch it on Peacock now, too. You don't
it
even
is on at 11:30 tomorrow, right?
No, just I don't know. It's prime time tomorrow.
It is on.
But I'm going to watch. I'm going to try to watch it live. And more than anything else, for a very, very dumb reason. This is one of those cultural moments where everything is going to align. And a lot of people are going to sit down and they're going to watch something that isn't either a sporting event or an award show. And we don't have many of those moments anymore. And we don't have many of those moments left where you're going to have this common ground with everybody who's around you. And this is one of those celebrations. This is one of those things that's going to be a common ground where I bet you the ratings for this are going to be through the roof. I bet you a lot of people are going to be locked in because they're bringing back everybody.
And it's Sunday, actually.
They're doing it Sunday?
Yeah, so I'm just on to watch SNL 50, the anniversary special, airs live 8 o'clock on Sunday on NBC and Peacock.
That's it. I mean, that's as dumb as this sounds, guys. This is one of the few things that is going to be a cultural moment that a lot of people are going to be watching the same exact thing with the same exact thoughts. That isn't going to be an award show or sports. And more than anything else, it's all going to be live and nobody has a clue what's going to happen next.
In the Saturday Night Live spot on Saturday night, they're airing the very first episode. The first, and that was Saturday night. I don't even think it was it even Saturday Night Live then? Remember, they would open the show it was live called, from New York. It's Saturday night. Yeah.
They still do that, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. But that was, remember, because
it was just called Saturday Night.
Well, no,
night.
Remember, they had like this feud with Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell, who had an
Saturday
ABC
night.
Show.
Yeah. It's been interesting to watch how the show's grown, too, because they got super political. And now I think they've, like, if you've watched any of this year's stuff, I think they've gone away from being so political.
You know, a good idea for a comedy show is to try and focus on funny.
Well, politics is funny.
Politics can be funny as long as you're bipartisan in your humor, right? Supposedly. You're allowed to pick on whoever the president is. That's allowed.
They pick on everybody.
Yes, they do.
Everyone is fair game if you're a... public figure. All right, let's do this. Let's come back. We'll bring in Tim May. We're going to talk Ohio State. Is Ohio State funny? I don't think so.
Not to Ryan Day.
No, not at all.
It's just happy.
We'll talk
every time he goes to the bank.
We'll talk to Tim May from Letterman Row next. We can put that in the bank too as well.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.